way, you know, this week Immigration Minister Joe Volpe was asked by one of his liberal colleagues to keep rap artist Curtis 50 Cent Jackson out of Canada. 50, as he's known, is bringing his massacre tour to Canada December 3rd in Vancouver, and I think the 20th of December at the Rico Coliseum here in Toronto. Toronto MP Dan McTagg wants Volpe to turn 50 Cent back at the border. I don't think people in Toronto or any urban center need or want to hear Mr. Jackson's message right now. We're going to talk about this in studio. We have Liberal MP for Pickering Scarborough East, Dan McTagg, in the studio. And also Blackest Ninja, a spokesperson for www.janefinch.com. I first want to say to our friend here, Blackest Ninja, what do you do up there?
What I do on the website, I'm a local rapper, and I'm a motivational speaker for people in the community and try to help people in my community.
What kind of lyrics?
I have a yin and yang kind of flow. I've got positive lyrics, and I have, I guess, lyrics that you would think is a little bit harsher than regular, but they're still realistic. Life is harsh sometimes.
So they reflect reality.
Yeah, of course, all the time.
Does Curtis Jackson, do his lyrics reflect a reality?
A reality for some, not for all. Mm-hmm. And him going through those certain things he went through in life, and he just wanted to express himself. That's the best kind of therapy. It's cheaper, too.
And profitable.
Yeah, very profitable.
I mean, I was looking at the lyrics of PIMP, and it, one of his biggest hits seems to be more about acquisition. A lot of shout-outs to brand names.
Okay.
Not a lot of violence, but there are some lyrics, I guess, that some people would assume glorifies a gangster culture.
Yeah. Well, PIMP would be a less harsher tune, more commercialized. But then again, gangsterism, or the whole concept of gangster, is commercialized in movies and other genres of music. And I guess this is just the time for hip-hop to be the target.
Well, I'll tell you, my hero, and anyone who's heard me try him at karaoke would know, Frank Sinatra, Dan McTagg. Frank Sinatra was mobbed up. Would you keep a mobster out of Canada like Frank Sinatra?
This issue came really as a result of 15 proposals which I had made. Many of them will hopefully be crystallized into law, into actions by all levels of government. One of the comments was, at this time, given what we have seen in Toronto, it may not be the best of times to invite someone who, by his last appearance, saw the death of a young man just shortly after his appearance in 2003. I also pointed out at the time that we have to do something on with respect to criminal inadmissibility. We made a big deal about Martha Stewart, of all things, about a month and a half ago. And to me, the message is important, but it is certainly not one that I would border on the issue of censorship or banning. Some of the media have tried to play my comments that way. But it had to do with an entire approach by governments and by individuals. I had met with the black leadership that coming from Blackus's area as well, who had talked to me, Dudley Laws as well, and I had an opportunity to talk to them about a variety of things. If there's only that issue which took the interest of the media, not the 48 men, and certainly not who have died as a result of gun violence in our city. And of course, I'm not so sure that banning people because of their past record is going to achieve anything. What I am most concerned about, though, is I want to understand, if we are going to give an exception here, that we have to be prepared to accept that there could be an outcome here that the city at this time really is trying to avoid. The city is in the process of healing and trying to find solutions with people who are very much in the know, like Blackus.
The man in question was in Toronto in the height of the shootings, wrapping up production on a film. We didn't hear a peep.
No, and I suspect that had a lot to do with the fact that you nor I certainly didn't know he was here.
I knew he was here. He probably gave a lot of money, and nobody wanted to say that.
Well, no, but that's Blackus on that point, I've heard this several times, but a lot of, and I've not had an opportunity, but let me say it here now. There were a lot of film credits given as well. He didn't come here because of the weather, I'm sure. There are a number of reasons why he got here, but one of them had to be the incentives. And that, to me, it may very well be that the issue of whether he comes here or not is already decided by virtue of the fact that he has permits.
He's already
had
the permit.
Exactly. So the issue, I think, has to be now to raise enough attention to the overall questions as to whether there is a cause and effect particularly when I'm aware of the fact that many of these trouble spots, in fact, which we need to address as a society, are led by individuals as young and as impressionable as 13, 14, 15 years of age. I know at that age, no matter what was there, I still wasn't of the position where I could always differentiate between right and wrong. And that's what this debate is now about in this country, and I dare say around the world.
We're going to continue. Sorry, you want to say something?
Well, I was going to say 14-year-olds and Jane and Finch and 14-year-olds everywhere else are two different kinds of 14-year-olds. I guess also with the situations that they go through and their financial position, they'll be a little bit more mature. But to say that 50 cents tells them to shoot something and they'll do it, that's not 50. That's their problems that they're going through, their issues, and that's a way of venting it. Maybe 50 is the only outlet that they can relate to. And there's not always, there's a lot of songs that he has, talks about his life experiences, talks about what he went through or what a friend went through. That doesn't really mean that just because he's talking about it, everybody wants to, like, live it out. You know what I'm saying?
Candy Shop is my girlfriend's ringtone.
Well, I can tell you, look at the responses by the those who are concerned in the United States, and I'm not talking about groups that evolved out of nothing, mothers who've lost their young sons. They are very concerned about this.
We're going to continue this conversation. Sorry about that. Blackest Ninja and Dan McTigg, a Liberal MP and junior foreign minister, when we return on the Stafford Show.
Get something said, get something done. The Stafford Show, AM 640, Toronto Radio.
It's 519 on the Stafford Show. Michael Walker, counselor for St. Paul's, at the bottom of the hour. This pay raise thing is still eating. And we're also going to remember one of the best, George Best, who unfortunately drank himself to death. And Dick Howard, TSN soccer analyst, will talk about Georgie's career. In the studio, we have Blackest Ninja. He's a spokesperson for www.janefinch.com and a rap artist. Dan McTagg is Liberal MP for Pickering Scarborough East, and a parliamentary secretary in charge of Canadians abroad. We've talked to Dan on a number of issues, but Dan in the news this week for his comments that maybe we should not let 50 Cent or Curtis Jackson into Canada for his massacre tour. And are you saying you're backing off a little from
No.
Or were these words misconstrued?
No, I think the comments were torqued. Obviously, for individuals who wanted to make this a debate on censorship, what I said was that under our laws, under Section 26 of the Immigration Act, if you have a criminal record in another country, you are deemed criminally inadmissible, and you require extraordinary permit by the minister to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I said. I think we need to look at that, and considering the criminal record, we need to have that reviewed. The message, however, of coming to Toronto, given what had happened last time with a young man murdered, and it was entirely predictable. Mm-hmm. In fact, it was predicted by others. At the time, in my view, I did not want to see a repeat of this, and certainly with what we saw just a few days ago with another man who was slain at a church of all places, this is not censorship, but this is in fact an opportunity to look at all of the aspects of this and to ensure that we are sending a correct message and that we are doing our due diligence. And I think as a government, we have to uphold the laws that are there. Notwithstanding that, I was we were talking about this a little earlier, but Blackest, 12,000 people were let in under that kind of permit regime last year in Canada.
Is it a rubber stamp? Usually if you're a performer, sports celebrity?
I don't know. I'm not, that's not my field.
Maybe if you're just a rapper, a rich rapper.
And you're talking about shootings, Blackest. You know that at any karaoke bar on any given night in Toronto, someone's getting capped.
Well, I don't think Martha Stewart was a rapper. I mean, I'm sure she probably learned something or two in the past few months, but there's no way.
Well, you know what? Violence happens everywhere, not just in Toronto, and it's unfortunate that a lot of the violence is happening with the younger black males and so forth, but it's bigger than the music, and it's bigger than who's coming to perform, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem within the community that needs to be solved within the community. Like in the 80s, like all the neglect that certain politicians, not you, but certain politicians didn't attend to, this is just what happens after all that neglect. And
I agree.
So this is just, you know, a part of life.
Well,
right,
Blackest, I mean, are you heading to the RICO? Are you going to check him out? Are you going to go head down there?
Yeah, 50 cents?
Yeah.
What
kind of security is set up?
What kind of security is set up? I'm assuming it'd be very high paid security, because that's a multi-million dollar artist.
Mm-hmm.
And You know, 50 Cent, no, he's not just a so-called gangster. He's an artist, so he's always gonna throw it on a good show, you know? Mm-hmm. And we shouldn't ban that artistic expression at all.
Well, let me throw this at everyone, the listeners in particular. I would be really impressed, short of what politicians can do and can be wiped out in one fall swoop of several comments, if he would make a gesture to our community and perhaps help throw a line using his stature, his iconic stature, at some point to point out that the life that he has witnessed is not the life that he would want anyone to emulate.
Well, I think we'd all love to see him wearing a Stop the Violence t-shirt, but he's not Pinball Clemens.
Well, no, I agreed, but I believe, too, I mean, the irony is that in all of the interviews I've had where there's been comparisons, well, the Rolling Stones had a criminal record, why aren't you going after them? You know, the Rolling Stones were here for SARS a couple of years ago, and I remember full well when Mick Jagger saw an incident take place in the 1960s at one of his concerts when they unwisely chose to have Hell's Angels do the security. One man was stabbed to death. He spent that whole entire evening watching the film over and over again in disbelief that someone had died.
Mm-hmm.
I think there has to be some understanding here that there is value to human life, and that means governments too have to make investments and create opportunities like Blackis is talking about, not just throwing a book at people, but to find those kind of opportunities.
Yeah, and you know, if you want to ban 50 Cent because he's got a criminal record, you should ban a lot of other actors that get charged for drinking and driving and doing all these other things. And even, would you ban Arnold Schwarzenegger from coming here? He makes the most violent movies. He's a Terminator.
Mr. Schwarzenegger could come to Canada because he doesn't have a criminal record. And unless we want to change the laws or say that the laws that we have are of no force or effect and that we just sort of have it there just in case we need it, then Blackis, you and I have to work a little harder about determining whether or not the law is necessary.
You know what I haven't seen, though? I have no clue what he was charged with, what he was convicted with. I know he did some time.
Yeah.
Any idea what
possession? There's a whole pile of them that I read a little while ago. I guess it was on Wednesday. It was read to me, actually, the numbers. Possession, cocaine, something with a firearm. I'm not sure about that. And those are only ones that I can sort of recall.
You know, his film got some good reviews.
Of course, yeah. Look at Siskel Ebert.
Roper, and it's got some good reviews. Yeah. And I don't know, maybe at one point in his career, Blackis, I know his career is going to be able to just maybe leave some of the gangster and become what we would consider to be a legitimate mainstream artist.
Well, gangsterism seems to be mainstream in the nowadays because that's what makes money, right? So for 50 Cent to making millions of dollars talking about his lifestyle to stop it just because I can understand violence begets violence, and you know it's unfortunate that people get shot in what happened at the church, but that has nothing to do with 50. 50 is an artist just like myself, and he's just, as I said before, he's just telling you what he's going through.
Yeah.
So if you think that music will influence people, that means
I'm just thinking of Ice-T. Well, here's a guy, you know, got in trouble with the cop killer. This guy's going to win an Oscar one day. He's brilliant. He's a great performer. He's a great actor.
But look,
we got about 30 seconds here. Sorry.
Spike Lee made it very clear what he thought. And he said that anybody who subjects their children to watching the kind of videos that are being promoted by 50 Cent, suggested very clearly they should be charged with child abuse. Now, I'm not saying, don't let the politicians say this. And I think it's very clear. Let's let people say what they have to say and other celebrities, because there is a concern here. You can't tackle this problem without recognizing the overall message.
And it's all about, you're right, it's about the parents. I mean, if you're a 7-6 years old watching some, not just a 50 Cent video, watching Saw 2, like, have you seen Saw? It's crazy. You can't expect your child to be as, you know, as regular as normal, but if he's at a certain age where he knows right from wrong, and 14 years old is more than old enough to understand.
Guys, where you have a parent, we're done.
That's the concern.
Blackis Ninja, Dan McTague, www.jane-finch.com.
Yeah.
Get some sleep. You got a busy Monday coming up, Dan.
I know.
Stafford Show back in a moment.